in the limelight.
While the attention of the world is turned towards Palestine, Yemen, and other hot spots in West Asia, the repressive minority regime of the Persian Gulf island state of Bahrain ruthlessly continues its brutalities against the Bahraini people. The situation is alarming in a police state that deprives citizens of all civil liberties, even confiscating the nationalities of people whose forefathers have been living in Bahrain for several centuries, long before the Al Khalifa pirates seized Bahrain 2 centuries ago. Dear listeners, this was part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading, U.S. Support Emboldens Bahraini Regime to Commit More Crimes. Stay tuned, please, for the details of this article. When the attention of the world is turned towards Palestine, Yemen, and other hot spots in West Asia, the repressive minority regime of the Persian Gulf island state of Bahrain ruthlessly continues its brutalities against the Bahraini people. There were reports earlier this month of the prison guards of the Al Khalifa regime breaking up protest gatherings of the political inmates with cruel measures that even irked Godfather U.S. Then, there are reports from London of the links between Home Secretary Priti Patel and one of the chief tormentors of the people of Bahrain, Interior Minister Rashid bin Abdullah Al Khalifa. Added to these violations of human rights and insults to the oppressed Bahraini people are the recent comments of the British ambassador in Manama, Roderick Drummond, that the prisons in Bahrain are well-run facilities with good medical provision. He shamelessly likens these torture chambers to 5-star hotels when the whole world knows the worsening plight of the thousands of men, women, and even children detained by the regime and deprived of even basic facilities. The May 25th meeting between Patel and General Rashid has angered people across the spectrum in the UK that she is whitewashing abuse. A human rights worker said, "It is so disturbing to see the UK government advertising its partnership with Bahrain like this, when it knows full well that the regime systematically uses torture and death sentences to suppress dissent." Sayed Ahmad Al-Wadai, director of the human rights group Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy, BIRD, said the encounter showed the UK was willing to ignore human rights abuses as long as they are committed by allied states. "It is nothing but hypocrisy on the part of both London and Washington to continue their support for the repressive Al Khalifa minority regime, which has been condemned by the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights as a violation of international law. The torture chambers in Bahrain, like that of the Zionist regime, have children as young as 13 years who are regularly beaten and threatened with rape. Yet the West likes to look the other way." The situation is alarming in a police state that deprives citizens of all civil liberties, even confiscating the nationalities of people whose forefathers have been living in Bahrain for several centuries, long before the Al Khalifa pirates seized Bahrain 2 centuries ago. The leader of the people of Bahrain, Sheikh Isa Qasim, has been forced into exile, while prisoners are executed at will on veer charges. All these developments mean the patience of the Bahraini people is running thin, and the hitherto peaceful protest might turn into an armed struggle against the detested regime, which is in open alliance with the illegal Zionist entity and has backstabbed the Palestinian people.